The short film Mycelium, from director Brent Scott Mays, starring Rachel Williamson, follows the story of a mushroom farmer as she experiences a significant loss. While she's grieving, she hears about a rare mushroom that is said to be able to connect you with the dead. So she goes on a journey to find healing through this rare fungi. Today on KIOS at the Movies, I'm joined by Brent Scott Mays and Rachel Williamson to talk about the film. It's a beautiful blend of grounded realism and supernatural imagery, so I asked what inspired it.
I think the story was mostly inspired by, like, it was started by the fact that we wanted to come up with something to shoot on a road trip, because we knew, so Rachel's car died, and then we were going to go down, fly to Florida, and her grandmother had a car and stuff she wanted, Rachel bought from her and stuff, so we were driving that all the way back along the southern coast and through Louisiana, mm-hmm. and I used to work there a lot, and so I have, you know, a bunch of contacts there, so I was like, we can shoot a road trip movie, shoot a little bit in Louisiana, shoot the rest in Nebraska, and I was like, what can we do with a road trip movie? And I really like the whole I like movies about like dealing with letting go and loss, so I think letting go is one of the big concepts of this film. And I think that visually, once I kind of like understood it was going to be like a road trip, I was going to want it to be like very like you said, grounded emotionally, and like follow the one character, which we didn't really know what at the time, but we were eating a lot of mushrooms from the farmer's market.
Yeah,
at the time, like shiitakes and stuff, and like lion's mane and all that. We got really into eating like and cooking mushrooms. So I was like, oh, she could be a mushroom farmer. And then I started looking up like mycelium and what that is. And we had a cool conversation with the guy that cultivates mushrooms at like the farmer's market. And
in Lincoln.
So I really thought the way that like mycelium keeps all of these things alive, and when they do die, it knows how to like regroup itself and like keep its system going and stuff, and it can like talk to kind of everything around it, and it uses, I don't know, it knows how to use the life force of life to regenerate itself. So I wanted to kind of tell a story like that, and I got into that, and I was like, the visuals, one of the films that made me want to be a cinematographer was Tree of Life. And I love Emmanuel Lubezki and Terrence Malick and all that. Yeah. So I wanted to pack as much as I could into a Pelican case, us to fly to Florida, and then she carries a whole movie on her back as an actress. So it's just short order. But yeah, no lighting, no crew.
Yeah.
Just what I could fit in a Pelican case, two vintage lenses and a red Komodo and...
Yeah.
Rachel.
Beautiful.
And it was fun. We just had fun. The script was extremely malleable, and so the story grew and evolved with like the places we went, the things we saw. And,
yeah.
It was a very different way of making a movie that I haven't done. You know, I'm usually very like, being a cinematographer, I want the shot list and I want this and this and this and this. But it's, yeah, this was a fun way to work.
Well, I was going to say it had like that kind of freewheeling kind of quality to it. And I was curious about the locations where you shot, because I was like, it seems like you guys went to a lot of locations.
We got so lucky, because the only location that we sought out was the conversation that we have in the middle of the movie with a guy who has seen the mushrooms that we're looking for. That's the only like location that we set up. Everything else was just happened to be where we were. And we were like, should we shoot right now? You know, like these were all just real locations that we were at on our road trip home, all of the hotel rooms, you know, all of like the cool roadside stops, the beach, like we were just there. So we just brought our camera, and we probably only, besides conversations, we probably only shot in like, you know, 1 hour increments, because we would shoot for a while and then we'd be like, okay, we think we got it, and then put the camera down and then just go have an actual vacation in all those places. So.
And to her point, the shooting in pockets of time, that kind of tied in with like how I was going to accomplish shooting it without lighting, you know? So we were like using daytime and the sun to our advantage. You know, we were getting up
at like 4 a.m.
crazy hours, but it was like so
get sunrise. Yeah, going to sleep. Well, we went to sleep at normal times because we go to sleep after sunset anyway, but we were getting up early.
Yeah, Rachel, can you talk about like how you approached the performance and playing this part? Because it was really natural and very fully realized, I think. And there's a lot of emotion involved in it as well.
Yeah, I'm really proud of my performance, and I wish I had a good answer to this question, but I feel like this character was prepped so differently than anything else I've done before, because I just feel like the first time we talked about this script, I just understood exactly like who the character was and what this was supposed to look like. So it was all very instinctual, and Brent kept getting on me like, you know, like we got to develop the character. Like what's her physicality? What's all this stuff? And I was like, what do you mean develop the character? Like, I know what's going on. And it kind of made me feel like almost insecure a little bit that I wasn't prepping. But for some reason, I just knew who she was. And that was probably because I was involved in the creative of the story and the whole production, like since the beginning. So I had a lot of insight where I didn't really have to do that sort of traditional actor work, I suppose.
And I like a lot of the less is more stuff. You know, I love the Nicholas Refn long gaze, kind of try and figure out what's going on in their head, put some of that on the audience, you know, feel like that kind of stuff like helps a lot. It's very powerful to do less sometimes. And you were very subtle with a lot of the stuff you did.
Yeah. Also, you know, he's my fiance, so I'm not, it's easy. I'm not like shy about anything. Like we would just try stuff, and he's not afraid to tell me if I'm doing too much or like doing something that's, he doesn't like, you know, so it's very, our communication can just be very blunt, and that actually helps it move the scene faster.
Yeah. I was going to ask about, you know, working as a couple, you know, on the film, you know, how was that experience?
It was super fun. I think what she said summed it up pretty well. We have a really good like shorthand about this, and it just made the process like pretty easy since we're on the same wavelength since like kind of the beginning of the writing. Also, like a bonus of making this film on this trip is like now we can like look back on like the trip that we took, and we have 6K cinematic footage of all the places we spent.
That's pretty nice.
Like the locations, one of the craziest things was we got one room in that casino hotel in Shreveport, and it just so happened to be the very top floor on the back side. It overlooks Red River, because we could have very easily been on like the bottom floor looking at like the side of a bridge.
Yeah,
and then we were like, got to our room, we're like, are you serious? Then where we needed to stay in Arkansas, we were just on Airbnb, and we were like, stay in this yurt. What's a yurt? We had no idea. Yeah. We're like, you know what? We could fit all these scenes in here. That was kind of a thing where we changed a lot of the script and stuff.
Yes,
and
to fit the yurt. So much better. Yeah.
It condensed, consolidated, but made it.
The locations did change the script a lot. But I mean, I love working with Brent. A few years ago when we were first starting today, we were like, we are not working together. Like it would be bad for both of us. But, you know, the more time went on, we're both just creative people, and we like being around each other, so it kind of just started happening naturally. So, you know, why fight it?
What do you hope people will leave with?
Kind of circling back to one of the things that I made this for is that I think that I've seen a lot of films, a lot of art about like mental health and like suicide and stuff, and a lot of them can be very like, and not that it's a bad thing that people make these types of films, but you can romanticize the act itself and like the build up to it and like all this other stuff. I wanted this to be really real and just like have the audience experiencing just like the hard cut of someone just being gone. And then it's like the world's going to keep turning. Find your peace. I think like giving people some sort of hope that it's like other people feel this way.
For me, I think I would want people to just walk away with the feeling that they can be resilient through change. You know, the only constant in life is that it changes. Change can be really hard, and we can be resilient through it. So I hope that it just reminds people of that.
Well, thanks, guys. Is there anything else you wanted to say or that we should touch on?
Yes. Go see Mycelium at the Benson Film Festival. If you're hearing this before then, on Friday, April 24th at 6:30. Otherwise, you can catch it again in September at the Flatwater Film Festival.
Also want to shout out one last thing about the film. The band I'm in, Wretch God, my bass player, he did the soundtrack and he did an incredible job. He'd never scored anything before. And I was absolutely floored, and it changed the film. So I always want to make sure people know Ian did an incredible
job. Yeah. If you don't like movies, go listen to the music.
There you go.
I was going to say that I did really love the score. I was going to ask about that, and I forgot. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Mycelium is playing at the Benson Film Festival on Friday, April 24th. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LeBure.